Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Steel Waves Radio, Renegade Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, Deezer, however you're listening to us. It's the Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And now, you can, if you're on YouTube, you can actually see her this week. It's my co-host, everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
Hi, guys.
And she looks great.
Yeah, I'm tired.
You got the newsletter and the whole thing. Did you get that for free when you were the ink model submission, or did you buy that?
What?
I'm looking at your ink jacket right behind you.
Oh, no, I bought that.
Because you were very close to being the inked model of the year.
Yeah, I guess. Kind of close.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got leggings to match.
Yeah, we've got a show that's it's not what we were planning, but I think it's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. Because Mortis, our friend, Mortis of Devil's Reject, and Lillian Sin were... Oh, here he is.
There he is.
Yes. You want to start over or you want to keep going?
We can keep going.
Okay. So Mortis, our friend, and Lillian, the creepiest couple in Hollywood, were going to do a fest. They are still doing a festival, Mortis Fest. It was supposed to be next week. It's been postponed to October. We're going to have all sorts of people from the show. And so we've narrowed it down. So people sort of whittled down, and then we've narrowed it down to two. Somebody who's very special to your heart, Josh, the lead singer of Motorboned. And since we're both big fans of Black Sabbath, we have Black Sabbath, the concept tribute band, joining us. Now, it's taking Josh a while to join us. So we'll do the sponsors real quick. Audible, go to audibletrial.com/DMS. You get a free book, free Audible original, or a 30-day trial, or two audiobooks. One of the Audible originals everybody's excited about is they did an exclusive adaptation of the Sandman comic book. James McAvoy, all-star cast doing the voices, Neil Gaiman doing the narration. Very exciting. A lot of people want to check that out. You can check that out free. Just go to audibletrial.com/DMS and you get whatever book you want. They have everything from Shakespeare to Smut. Also, Doomy's Home Cooking, our favorite vegan restaurant. Support all local businesses. Support your restaurants especially. But definitely, if you're in Hollywood, support Doomy's Home Cooking. Go to 1253 Vine Street or order. I'm sure they're on DoorDash and
Uber. They are in DoorDash and Postmates now.
Order some stuff. It's the best vegan food you ever had. Get the fun fries. Get the, what was the last thing you had at Doomy's?
Jalapeno poppers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get some jalapeno poppers. Order. And, okay, we lost Josh, but he's going to come back on. So, yeah, go to Doomy's Home Cooking. Go ahead.
Spy Associates,
yeah. Spy on somebody or have somebody spy on you. We have a code. If you're watching us on YouTube, if you're listening to us on podcast stations, we have a code, and it'll also be on our social media at Dark Mark Show on all social media. We will have a code. You get 20% off any order over $249. And that, so you can get cameras, you can get GPS tracking. You get all sorts of stuff to spy on people and see if people are spying on you. Also, we have a 20% code, Hustler Hollywood. Get some sexy stuff. And our new sponsor, and Hannah will tell you, I know about energy drinks. I've tried them all.
You do?
I've tried them all. I've tried the Steven Seagal energy drink. I tried the energy drink with horny goat weed. I tried all of them. Rock Stars, Monsters. This is the best. Raise energy drink. Do what I did. Get a case of Raise. It sets you up for 2 weeks, and you get 15% off if you put the code in DMS for the Dark Mark Show.
There you go.
You know what's great about Raise energy drinks? And this is, you can't get this at 7-Eleven or the supermarkets. They have this at like GNC. They have this at like gyms. This has zero carbs, zero calories, zero crash.
How do they do it?
Take a drink right now.
There you go. How's it taste?
It's delicious. Like I said,
what flavor are you drinking?
Huh?
What flavor?
It's voodoo flavor. This is voodoo flavor.
Wow.
They also have sour gummy worms, which was actually surprisingly good. Galaxy Burst. And they just came out with Baja Lime that tastes just like Baja Blast. At Taco Bell. They actually have the best tasting energy drinks and the best ratings. So please get a case of Raids or get a sample pack of Raids. You get 15% off with our code at DMS.
I remember back when I used to drink energy drinks, they used to have like a funky aftertaste.
This one does not have a funky aftertaste.
Good.
It's actually really, this tastes better than any of the energy drinks, I'm telling you.
There you go.
All right, enough selling out.
All right. Now,
we have joining us, and right in the nick of time, somebody that you're getting very familiar with that I just found out about. Although I think I've seen him perform once or twice. I must have. It's Josh.
Ah, hey. Josh from Motorbone. Mark, thank you. Thank you for having me on. This is awesome. But I do have to say, I love your show. I love listening. But your co-host is so freaking hot.
You don't have to tell me. I know all about it, but you know better than anybody else. Hannah, say something so we can see you blushing.
No, it's hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, love.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So do you go by Josh Tripp or Josh Bone or both or whatever?
You know, I'm hiding from the authorities. No, but Josh Tripp, that's my name. Motorbone's the band. I kind of swapped it recently for Josh Bone because I was dealing with some legal shit. It'll go back to Josh Tripp.
Okay, so Josh Tripp. Now, yep. Josh, speaking of Hannah, do you have one of these?
I get the real thing out of my mouth.
What's that?
I get the real thing on my mouth.
Okay. Well, if the sexual innuendo isn't obvious enough, this is the Hannah and Josh are dating.
We are.
Oh my God.
And that's the first question I have for you. I've got other questions, but how did you two hook up during a pandemic? How did this happen?
Well, it turns out we're both happened to be writing the same book, Love in the Time of Quarantine. Bam. No, Hannah. We've known each other for a while. And, I had some things that took me out of the country and came back. And we kind of reconnected and realized that we've really been into each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we socially distanced and COVIDly conscious. Meeting and hanging out, and I try to keep myself. Again, I went through this whole COVID thing in Italy when it first started, and so I've been really conscious and aware of how to stay safe. And
really, you were quarantined in Italy?
I was in Italy in January. I was actually in the hospital in Italy in January. That's a really long story, but not for COVID. But people were dying all around me for COVID before they had realized what it was. They went through, I went through the lockdown there late February, early March. I didn't come back to the States till April. That was a fun flight.
Imagine.
Right in the middle of it. And then came back here, bam, and we're in it. Both Hannah and I are really, really careful and realized it was just meant to be.
And Hannah, when did you first meet Josh?
Years ago. And I was like,
when he had long hair or?
No, he had short hair and he like had no shirt on, you know, he's looking around the rainbow after performing. That's what I remember. But I was like so hardcore into my party days then. So
you're hardcore into what?
My party days back then.
So. Oh, okay. I don't think I've heard enough about your party days.
We neither of us have heard enough about our party days.
Let's hear about your party days, Hannah.
Let's not. I don't need to be kicked out of the will.
Well,
not right now. We'll find out later.
Was it wilder than the Jumbo's Clown Room party you had?
Way wilder. Way wilder.
Oh, my.
Okay. So that got pretty good. Okay, so.
Maybe I don't want to know.
I know a lot of people are hooking up during the COVID. I don't get it.
Really?
A lot of people.
You know, I think that, especially in Hannah, in my case, it's more of a case of really getting to know somebody before actually even meeting and then knowing each other's backgrounds and how safe they are. I think that's a really acceptable way. The kind of way we did is it's a good way to get together. It's way better than just going and finding somebody at a bar and hooking up. It's probably safer now this way than it ever has been. But if those people are just meeting at a park and getting it on in the rest stop restroom, that's a completely different story.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you're a lead singer, you're a musician, you know, so contrary to Hannah's type that, you know, I can't even imagine, but
right,
you've been in a truck stop bathroom a time or two. We all have.
I've hitchhiked cross country a few times. I've had to stop there. Absolutely. No foot under the door, though. There was no foot under the door.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to talk over you.
I said there was. I didn't have any feet under the door, though.
Sure.
Of the stall, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. by the way, I'm the bathroom poet, but I didn't know.
Excellent.
But anyway, you're from Olympia, Washington.
Yes, I grew up in a small town, a capital city of Washington State, Olympia. 20 miles away from where Kurt Cobain grew up, kind of in that little grunge era. But before then, super punk rock, big pink mohawk.
Right, because the only thing I know about Olympia, I didn't even know, I knew it was the capital of Washington. The only two things I know is the capital of Washington and that song by Courtney Love where she's screaming that, I went to school at Olympia!
Growing
up in Olympia.
Well, you know, it was the early 80s. It's not that I want to date myself. I was 5 as a teenager. No, it was a small town. And, I mean, if you watch the movie The Breakfast Club back then, it's literally how it was. It's a little different than it is now. Nowadays, you can be a scholar, a jock, and play music, and everyone accepts you. Back then, it really was segregated. And in a small town, I wasn't cow-tipping.
And let me guess, you were the Judd Nelson type.
I was, well, yeah, a little bit, yeah, but I wore a lot of makeup. I had a pink mohawk at 13 and threw on a bunch of eyeliner and wanted to be adamant, a punk rock adamant back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell Hannah that, so that'll turn it right off. But
I already told her that, and she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, yes. But you, and so you actually experienced the whole Seattle thing firsthand.
Absolutely. You know, I moved from Olympia to Seattle in the mid to late 80s. And I remember Andrew Wood was Soundgarden, but more importantly, Andrew Wood was doing a band called Green River before he went to Mother Love Bone, which turned into Pearl Jam. And Mother Love Bone was supposed to be like the new sound. That was what it was going to be. And it was really cool. But when Andy died, it kind of really everything got dark. You know, Alice in Chains used to tease their hair and put on makeup, and everybody just kind of went dark. And before they exploded, I hightailed my ass down to Hollywood because I wanted to be in the next Motley Crue, you know, big thing. And then, of course, yeah, a lot of my old friends started blowing up there after 91, 92.
So you saw Alice, the letter N, Chains with a Z.
Before then it was I can't remember the name of that, but yes, back at the Central downtown LA when I was sneaking my ass in because I was a kid.
So things are happening in Hollywood. You get down to Hollywood and by the way, do you know because I've heard stories about this. My friend Steph was the lead singer of Wicked Gypsy.
Yeah.
So I'm envious of all these stories, but he sort of has the same similar story in that they were just about to hit and then it all out.
You know, I was in my band back then was called Street Love, and my band, I was the pretty boy, and my band were a bunch of bruisers. Right. So they were all into Megadeth, Metallica, Slayer. Mm-hmm. Hannah?
In Hannah's language, she leaves.
And I was like the pretty boy Sebastian Bach in the frilly shirt and makeup, and I was pulling all the girls, and the guys were having, at least our band had the guys really into it. But there were a lot of like fights on the strip because of that. We thought we were fucking super badass. We vandalized a lot of the iconic places in Hollywood, spray painting our name on the actual Whiskey A Go-Go. we were blackballed from the industry through a whiskey bottle with our flyer wrapped around it through David Geffen's window, because we thought that would do it. We're just so badass. So we talked to record companies back then, but it was really the crux of the change of music, where Hollywood, as it still is now, Hollywood was staying in that 4/4 Poison era, Motley Crue rock, when the rest of the world was branching out and doing something a little bit deeper and darker. And that just Hollywood couldn't catch on, and the strip eventually just kind of petered out. I'm really glad, especially before this COVID, that there was a big resurgence in the last 5 years at the strip itself. The Whiskey doing the Ultimate Jam Night, and then the Rainbow having live music upstairs. They hadn't done that before.
It was happening, and now it's sad to walk down the street and there's nothing happening.
Yeah, well, the world should open up again sometime soon. As long as we're all wearing the Dark Mark and Hanaback face masks when we go out to protect our loved ones, then maybe we could freaking open up the world. And I can start singing again, because I'm dying.
Yeah, when was the last time you sang in front of a crowd?
Not counting secret karaoke. Whiskey A Go Go, we opened for Puddle of Mud November 8th, 2019.
That's a good gig.
That was a great gig. It was packed. You can find it on YouTube, because there's a couple live shots for the entire show. It was a great gig. And then I ended up suffering a little pancreatic attacks.
Ouch.
And landed in Europe for some free healthcare, which was nice.
Was that why you went?
No. I guess I could talk about it. So I was going through a tumultuous time in my life as a middle-aged man, a middle-aged of only 30, you know.
Yes.
But
middle-aged rock star, a.k.a. Hannah's type.
Yeah, okay. Hannah?
Yes.
Hannalicious, is that right, baby? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, by the way, you have some competition, because comedian Tom Dreesen was being very flirty with Hannah, though.
I heard that show. He was being very cute, but I'll let it slide. He did hang with the Rat Pack, so I gotta we'll let that go, right? I drank a lot. You know, we tend to drink a lot, as us rock and rollers are, and I drank so much that I put myself, my pancreas into, I had pancreatitis, and it got really bad. And I got in trouble with the law, and I smashed my brand new, very expensive luxury vehicle to a bunch of cars. And I was like, fuck it, I'm out. And I ran to Europe, and a really good friend of mine let me come out there. And I was like kind of going to hide. And then I went to the hospital. And when I kind of came out of it, I realized I'm a fucking American. I'd love to go to Italy. Italy's beautiful, but I don't know necessarily if I want to live there. And it all the way I look at it is, I'm not drinking now, which is great. I feel really good. I know this year has been really tough on a lot of people. I've had a great year. I didn't die. I got to see Italy a little bit. I came back and met a beautiful woman. Fell in love with the girl, and I've had the luxury of kind of just sitting here by the beach, working out and eating like it's my job. So I'm in better shape than I have been in a long time.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I sound pretty good. But again, it's you know, me singing in Hannah's ear or in the shower. That's about it.
Right. Well, I mean, your band is called Motorbone, and I mistakenly thought it was like a Motorhead takeoff, but it's not.
Nope.
Motorbone is a sexual act. Please describe that for us.
So Motorbone is a sexual act, yes. What's that?
I don't think I've ever
Have done I it. Ever done it?
I don't think anybody's ever done it to me.
Well, then you're going to have to look out for the first one. You'll be like, yo, baby, Motorbone it.
No, I know what it is now.
Yeah.
I Googled Motorbone. Hannah, have you Motorboned Josh yet? That's a yes. So what motorboat is you know how you, motorboating is when you go to a woman's breast and go. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you take your vagina lips and do that to the penis. Is that correct?
Mm. You can do it with the vagina lips, or you can with your lips. Mm-hmm.
Oh, with the, with
yes.
The lips on
the
your
motor bone. You know, but that's if you Google it. You know, a motor bone is, you know, just keeps on going like an Energizer bunny. Huh, Hannah?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And also, you know, we named the band, in my head, a motor bone also conjures like that an old 69 Camaro, all beat up on the outside, matte black and rusty, but fucking cherry on the inside. The engines were running perfect. And so we kind of take all three of those meanings and put it in our music. Hi, baby.
And how would you describe your music to people who haven't heard it?
We are good times, party rock and roll. We are a little bit of Alice in Chains and a little bit of the Motley Crue choruses. A little bit of dark and brooding, but I have people compare us to bands I've never really even gotten into or listened to. So I would love to hear what people think.
What bands did they compare you to that you didn't?
I had somebody compare me to Ozzy and Black Sabbath today.
Really?
Which I thought was odd because Ozzy is somebody I've never tried to cover because he's just got such a unique voice that I can't hit it, mimic it.
Yeah, so speaking of Ozzy, I mean, you're the master of segues because we have Black Sabbath that is coming up. I just sent them the link to join us on Zoom. But we were supposed to perform at Mortis Fest next week. Apparently, that's been postponed to October. And you were supposed to host it.
I was doing the host/judge.
Right.
Judge not, least ye be judged. But I was going to fucking judge everybody. You and I were doing that, right?
Right. I mean, yeah. they just kind of, honestly, Mortis and Lillian just put stuff out. We're like, okay, yeah, sure, we'll do it. Okay.
Yeah. I love those guys. I like what they were trying to do. It was kind of like a Halloween in the summer, and it was really, a COVID-conscious event, and I liked what they were trying to do. You know, Hannah and I talked about a little bit about it. Like, I just wanted to see how it was going to work. You know what I mean? Because I do want to be safe. I don't want a bunch of people after 17 drinks getting all sloppy drunk and whispering in people's faces. At the same time, I'd love to be able to show the world that we can be responsible and host a party and not spread it.
I think we can, and
I think so too.
You know, I've done a couple shows myself, and was very careful,
right.
more than some people. And unfortunately, you know, the whole COVID thing's been politicized. But you know, it's like they had Sturgis this week, and all I've been seeing on Facebook is, you know, oh my God, I can't believe Smash Mouth played a concert at Sturgis. I'm like, it's natural selection. I mean, please, if we can. We can get Nickelback and Ice Cube through the same thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's fine. I'm kidding, of course. I hope nobody.
Yes, no, of course. Sturgis is great, yeah. I had some friends that were going to go out there and vend even through this, and I don't think they went. I think events like that, it's too much. But the way we were going to do it was going to be socially conscious. But it's canceled. We're not going to be able to do it till October. We'll do it up. We'll do it even bigger. Hopefully Motorbone will be able to play at that point. I'll see if they'll get us on the bill. And, God, I can't wait to get out there and play.
Yeah. Hannah, you and Josh talk amongst yourselves. I'm trying to get, Black Sabbath on. Hannah, how did Josh come? Because I shouldn't tell you, Josh, but, she had said she's known you for years and sort of looked at you as a friend. How did he come from friend to lover? That's what we want.
Well, let me hear.
All right. So, Josh had asked like to hang out before, and I was in my, oh, I just want to hang out with my friends type thing, and I was prejudgmental, and I assumed that he was just like every other rock and roll guy out there, so I try to keep my distance as more than a friend. But then I agreed to a date, you know, because we actually had good chemistry when we, you know, we're talking on a regular basis. And he picked me up, and that was it. You know, he glasses on in the car, and he's very cute. And I don't know, was just taken by the, you know, first date. And he's just so comfortable to be around, and I can be myself around him. And it's fun. We have good chemistry.
What was the first COVID date? That's what I want to know.
It was the 30th of June.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't have to give me the date and time. I'm just wondering what you guys did.
He came down here. We went down to Hermosa. We took a walk on the pier, had coffee, watched the sun go down, and then we went and had dinner.
Did you have masks on, the both of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did.
Because I had a social distancing day where you had masks on. We sat 6 feet from each other in her garden, and I think we'd be on that. That's why I don't know. I know so many people are hooking up. I know everybody's horny. I got that. and myself, but you know, it's like say Hannah. He seems okay so far. I got to meet you in person, Josh. I'm still reserving judgment, as you might expect. But,
you absolutely. You know what? Like I said, we're both judges. Judge me all you want. I can't wait to meet you as well.
Yeah, no, you can tell, so far, so, but it's just, you have to understand, Hannah's had some really, well, Hannah usually has the worst taste in men, I've said it many a time, and, you know, present company excluded. I mean, just in the past, just some of the people that she's dated, some of the toy dates that I've heard about,
mm-hmm.
You know, Toy Restaurant in Hollywood, anytime.
Oh, I do know Toy. I was going.
About the Manson date yet. I'm saving that. That's a great story.
Yeah,
I love Toy. I used to go there back in way back in the day. But right. You know what? We could go back and forth between crazy fucking exes and horrible dates.
Yeah,
I mean, look, I have no shortage of stories of women beating me down or just not.
Well, how about cool and you've been a rock star you've been singing for forever now. Let's, you know, this doesn't have to be a recent story. It probably is good that it wouldn't be. Like a groupie story or a stalker story.
Let's see, groupie story. Well, you know, back in the day, we had, so I don't know, you weren't around here. Back before social media kids, back before the social media kids.
Right.
You know, on Sunset Strip, we used to have to hand out our own flyers, you know, and Sunset Strip, it was packed. It was like being in sometimes the streets were more packed than inside the clubs. And it was just a place to go to get dressed up from and just walk up between the whiskey and what was Gazari's back then, past the Rainbow. And we'd be out there drinking up the street and fucking handing out flyers. And amassed a lot of groupies. And there was one girl, her name was Dawn. She truly was just a band friend, but she did a lot for us and eventually got our band name. And this, boys in bands, especially new kids, do not do this. Don't ever allow someone to tattoo the name of your band on their body, because literally 2 weeks after she did that, the band started to fizzle out.
Oh, no, she cursed you.
Broke up. Huh?
She cursed you.
Fuck yeah, she did. And then she was like, hey, I have an apartment. My mom owns an apartment complex. You should move out to Arizona and write music in our apartment. And I figured, yeah, Arizona is like right down the street. And no, it's like it's a whole nother state. And so the band moved out there. It was crazy. I have a lot more crazy groupie stories.
Well,
don't
tattoo Josh's name on your ass just yet. Anyway, we're joined by
Dark Mark.
There he is. There we go. We're being joined by a Black Sabbatha right now. I see some of them right now. Here we go. All right, Black Sabbatha, and you know, I'm a Black Sabbath fan. Who do we have? We got Jim. Who else do we have?
We have Black Sabbatha. We have Nefarious the Fairy.
Ooh.
And this is Skull Butler.
And you're Sabbatha.
And this is Sabbatha right here.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice. Thanks for being on the show. We've got Josh as well, who was going to play Mortis Fest with us, and I guess will in October. We've got Hannah, my co-host. We're all big Black Sabbath fans. Well, I guess Josh isn't, but...
call me out like that.
Well, you said that. They weren't a primary influence.
So,
I guess, where are you guys at with your conversation?
Yeah, do you have any more groupie stories, Josh?
I have so many groupie stories, but I will defer to Black Sabbath right now.
Okay, at the end we're gonna get that groupie story.
All right.
He's got a groupie story. Shut the
door. Yeah, oh my god. Story, Black Sabbath. You guys gotta have some groupies.
Well, we're starting to have some groupies.
Groupies.
Groupies out there.
Yeah, when you're a woman in the band, you have more gropies and groupies, don't you?
Yeah, of course. We for the most part, we interact with the audience. Like, I let him sing in the mic. Don gropes him all over the place. You know, a lap dance or two here and there.
That's what starts the groping.
But the fairy wings kind of get in the way sometimes, like poking people in the eye. So she had to stop that.
Horns, fairy wings, it was getting in the way. You know, any kind of groping.
Now, Black Sabbath, I want to explain to the people here. Some people would say you're a tribute band for Black Sabbath, but you're a concept tribute to Black Sabbath. What is the concept?
Yes. What we do, I'm trying to get closer.
Get closer to, she wants to get closer to you guys. Sabbath will get closer.
Hi.
Hi.
Now I can hear you. So what it is we tell the story of the songs. So we're characters, like I'm the high priestess of the God of the Dead, and she's Nefarious, my very familiar, and she's totally mischievous, so she does things like all the time to mess things up, right? And then Skull Butler is one of the guards.
Skull guards.
Okay.
And then we have Skull Iommi, he's one of the guards, and Skull Ward, also a guard. And basically we're trying to summon the God of the Dead. And through a mishap, of course, caused by the fairy, accidentally, we summon Satan. So possessed by Satan instead of contacting the God of the Dead. And then all mayhem and stuff ensues until...
But knowing Satan really loves her.
Yes.
We had Stan LaVey a couple weeks ago. We don't know about it.
I'm sorry, what?
So we had Stanton LaVey on a couple weeks ago. We know all about it. We had Stanton LaVey on a couple weeks ago, so we know all about Satan and all that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. For a few people out there, right, Josh?
whatever.
But go ahead. So you're coming
in double. So, like, I tell people I'm not trying to be Ozzy. You know, there's only one Prince of Darkness, and that's Ozzy, and he's badass, and we love him, and we're in full support of Black Sabbath. We are more like storytellers, and each of our shows are different because we always add new songs, and we try to fit the songs to the theme of whatever show we're doing. So at Mortis Fest, we had a cool idea to overdose somebody with heroin on the very first song.
Ooh, pick me.
Doom, basically.
Yeah, all our hands are coming up. Pick
me. Our hands raising for the doom.
I want to do it.
I want to be doomed.
So it's kind of like heavy metal.
Doom me.
It's kind of like heavy metal with Dungeons and Dragons. You got a whole story. You got you got all these characters.
Yeah.
Costume changes
right there.
We want to tell a story. We enjoy the music, and we want to interpret, you know, through a beautiful actress. You know, we all have theater backgrounds. We have this theater background thesis. So we want thespian, if you will. So we want to enjoy, you know, all types of ways of playing Black Sabbath music, really.
Well, I was going to ask you. You don't. I've seen some clips, and I really like the band. I like what I've heard. You don't sound like Ozzy. Have you done any Dio songs or?
Say that one. I'm sorry.
Have you done any Dio Black Sabbath songs or Ian Gillan Black Sabbath songs? Any songs by any other Black Sabbath singer?
We've done Dio. We've done Heaven and Hell.
Yeah, we did. We were requested to do Heaven and Hell at a house party the other night.
Last week, yes.
And I was singing it with Dano from Bandanos, where my guitarist plays in that band as well, Bandanos. Okay. Who's a badass band, so shout out to Bandanos, very good friends of ours. So he was like, hey, let's do Heaven and Hell. And I was like, okay, sure, let's do Heaven and Hell.
We've done it in some jams in the past, so why not, right? And we love Ronnie. I love Ronnie. You can tell I'm a Ronnie fan. She's a Ronnie fan. She's a Ronnie fan. We're all Ronnie fans, and why not?
Wait, I want to say something. Ronnie with the devil. Woo! Ronnie with
Nasky. By the way, I have to draw the line at the Ian Gillan stuff. No Born Again, none of Zero the Hero. Can't do that. None of that. But please don't. But you said you guys were all theater. Now, where did you guys meet?
Oh, that was a long trip ago at a karaoke bar somewhere in.
I knew it.
Yeah, I was doing. Karaoke, and then a friend said, hey, why don't you try a live band karaoke? So I showed up at Skinny's, and that's where I met the lovely Miss Dawn Marlowe.
The Skinny's.
Hi, Dawn, right?
Yeah.
I saw your show. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So did she. And that's kind of where we all met, huh? That's where I met you too, Josh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shout out to Scum Love. Break, that's where everybody
is. That's right. Shout out to Scum Love, man.
Mark, I'm sorry, you guys. How I met these ladies was also at a karaoke, not at the same bar, at a different bar. And then it became a relationship over at the Rainbow, where I took a break from Petey's place, opened mic night, and met new cats to jam with while Petey was upgrading the place to what it is today, you know, with the beautiful wings in the background. So that being said, we met through singing and music and through the community of music love, you know. That's pretty much how it started.
So you guys were the people. You have to forgive me because I'm a karaoke widow. I went out with a girl that would go to karaoke every first date. We went to karaoke because she said she sang. So that was fun. Uh-huh. But when it came to be two times a week, every Friday and Saturday, and I was sitting at a table with all the karaoke regulars, and they all hated my guts because I was going out with her, and I didn't take it seriously. You guys were like the karaoke pros, right?
Well, just now that you're on that subject, we actually host garden karaoke every 2 weeks here in our garden.
Here in our garden?
We have some of the craziest rock and rollers that come out. We have good food, and it's an event.
Yeah.
And it's invite only. Invite only because it's limited space. So we invite only. Limited space, limited people, limited fun.
Or
only those who want to come.
I know, it's just some people take karaoke a little too seriously is what I'm saying. Your karaoke sounds a lot really fun. I was sitting there karaoke.
Well, come sing with us, Mark.
Yeah
sure. But yeah. I mean, I would go to karaoke and people would be like, excuse me, that's the wrong key, you know.
Yeah, I only like karaoke if you're taking it seriously.
Anything like that, but sing out of key if you want.
That's all I can do is sing out of key. Josh, are you serious about karaoke too?
Oh, very serious. Don't fuck up the karaoke, man.
If somebody does a song, they're like, oh my God, they're doing my song. I'm like,
I was going to pick that song. Don't they know that that's my song?
Yeah, that happened to me at Skinny's.
That's
a long
all
story.
Over at open jams.
I picked that one. No, I picked that one. I could have done that better.
Karaoke's supposed to be just a good time. Get fucking drunk. Yeah, have a good time. You're supposed to sing out a key and fuck it up. I love going in and singing songs I don't even know.
Yeah, that's what we do. We do like We do challenge karaoke where whatever comes up, we choose
Don't be afraid to sing it.
And that's it. And we're all entertainers, right? So we do the best that we can do with what we are given, correct?
Hey, we smoke a lot of marijuana.
And I do karaoke. And the other thing is, I don't care what song you do, do not do Bohemian Rhapsody. One person in history that can do that song.
We love
and
those
he's dead.
Songs, man.
No, we don't.
I love the song when he does it. When anybody else does it in karaoke, it's a fucking horror show. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are.
Well, with a lot of Hand of Doom and a lot of drink, you'll be fine, man. No worries. It all sounds great after that.
I heard somebody karaoke bar. I heard somebody. Is this the real life? I had to bolt out the door. I couldn't do it.
I had somebody.
The real life.
And then it's 10 minutes of that, and you're like, no.
How about somebody pick an Enigata de Vida, which is only a fucking 8-minute guitar solo with hardly any vocals.
Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Everybody did that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hannah, what do you think of karaoke?
No, not for me. I hide. I can't carry a tune.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to do a duet.
I'll be a spectator. I'll watch. I'll cheer you on.
No, we're going to sing together.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Today on the show, as it's going to happen later.
We'll all do Bohemian Rhapsody together.
There we go.
Let's get off of karaoke. Let's get back on Black Sabbath. So you met a karaoke. Let me just think. What separates you from the other Black Sabbath tribute bands? Because there's plenty.
Say that one more time.
What separates you from other Black Sabbath tribute bands? There's plenty.
Go ahead.
First off, I don't like to compare myself to people. That's not my thing.
But if you were to.
What ended up happening, like in the very beginning, the guys were like, "Hey man, let's do a Black Sabbath tribute band, right?" And I was like, "You know what? I don't know." What kind of came to mind was, you know what? What was natural to me was like, if I'm gonna do a tribute, I'm going to make it interesting, you know. I want to tell a story. Like, what's kind of like, there's not a lot of other tribute bands telling the story of the songs, you know. So I went and I actually researched the song.
We approached it with the same attitude, you know, what can we do to be different with the Black? Because there's so many out there. I mean, Max Sabbath, let's take them. They wear
McDonald's stuff, the hamburger stuff.
That's not what I'm going to compare it to because it's a niche. We want to compare it to nothing but what we do, you know. So that's what it really is what separates us? This beautiful girl.
There's so much love around.
A female-fronted Aussie band, come on. Who can do it better but Lisa O'Neill? I swear. That's what came about. When we talked about it at Petey's place, we're like, what can we do to make it, you know, separate from everyone?
And then
wait, what was it?
Go ahead.
Hold on.
How long have you two been going out?
Let me say what I'm getting hooked, man.
Go ahead.
How long have you two been going out?
I'm about telling the story. I'm about like, that, you know, this is our world. Like, you're in a world. When you come and see our band, it's a world. You're in a world. You're going to be involved in our world. You know, we're going to take you on a journey. You know, like I said, I'm not trying to be Aussie. I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm doing my best as far as a singer goes. You know, I love singing.
You're a good singer.
I love challenges. Like if somebody says I can't do something, I'm like, oh yeah, well, she's I'm going to stop and prove you wrong. But I'm all about bringing the songs to life, like creating the story and drawing the audience into our world. Like, cause it makes it interesting. You know, we're not just a bunch of people that rolled out of fucking bed, grabbed our instruments and started playing, you know, we're like, we're like, this is our world. Welcome to our world. You know, we immerse you
into And I'll tell you, Mark, I'll tell you real quickly, Mark. The thing about Lisa O'Neill is she, this idea came from a movement piece she did with Dark Side of the Moon in her acting theater moment in time that she was involved with. And she sold out for weeks. I mean, the place was, you know, lines were around the block for this thing, Dark Side of the Moon. So it was a movement piece that was inspired by that too, as well. So we were excited that okay, let's put some you know, whatever we can into a story behind the music. And she did all this research behind all the songs, and she knows more about the songs, I'm sure, than Ozzy and
no. Terry. Oh, yeah, at this point, I'm sure.
Who knows, you know?
And first off, I gotta say, and I'm sure Josh and Hal back me up. The reason I would go to karaoke at your place, I love the decor.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We dig that.
100%.
Thank you.
But yeah. Well, how long have you two been going out?
What?
We've been a band for 2.5 years now.
No, we're
not
going
out.
We're not a couple. We're a couple of characters. We're bandmates, okay? Just so everybody knows, we're bandmates. And I know it's a confusing thing. You know, I love my singer. She's a beautiful girl. And you all love her, too. So it'd be selfish for me to say, she's mine. No, it's not for what you do in life. We're having a great time in music. Because, honestly, in a band, when you have a relationship, it tears it apart. But if your relationship is with the band... We have 4 people in the band, 5 people all together with Donna, performance artists. It's right. It's a family, so, and that's our relationship.
So while we're on the subject, I want to say we have the most badass Black Sabbath drummer. His name is Bob Bruner, a.k.a.
Right.
Skull Ward. He's amazing. Our guitarist, Jimmy Steelcox, a.k.a. Skull Iommi.
He's terrific.
Badass bassist, Jim Manzo, my fairy, who interacts with me. I mean... Without these people in my show, I wouldn't have a show, you know. So I consider myself, honestly, Dark Mark,
yes,
to be married to my band.
It is a marriage.
That's what I tell people.
Fabulous. You tell you through research.
It's a marriage. Music is a marriage. Josh, you can back me up on this one. In your band, and music is a band, is a marriage. And that's basically where it's at. So I love her. I love Jimmy. I love Bob. I love Don. I love Jennifer, and I love Cindy. I love everybody that's involved with what we do is a relationship of passion. And especially Lisa O'Neill is the inspiration of it all. I mean, I sit in my room and come up with all this crazy crap. I have Adobe, I have a graphics background, you know, I have my story goes deep with entertainment. So I created this thing with a wonderful picture from George Contreras that he took from a cover band we were in, how it all started, you know, her holding up that Lucifer statue was her holding up her hand, basically. And so it a concept was created from passion, really, of right, wanting to make a band work, okay? That's where
you were saying that you've researched the songs thoroughly. Now, let me just pick the first Sabbath song right off the bat, like Paranoid. What did your research tell you that maybe I don't know about that song?
Well, the song Paranoid, this is like what I gleaned from the lyrics, and when I did like a little bit of like, oh, what's that song about and everything. For the most part, I view it as someone who comes home from war,
mm-hmm,
and nobody can really understand them because they've lived this life that has... We have a plane going
to the flight path in Burbank
here. No, it's okay. We still can hear you.
Like people that come back from the war, they have PTSD. So that's pretty much what I make that song about. Like very paranoid. Like I don't know what to do. You know, finish with my woman because she couldn't help me with my mind. People think I'm insane because I'm smiling all the time. In other words, you're always trying to cover up, you know, the pain that you went through.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain of war and all the images you saw, you know, that stuff is hard to forget and what you've done. And so I like to take that song and perform it after War Pigs, you know, because right, War Pigs, you've got the whole war thing, you know, the general and, you know, and then of course Satan's the general because he's like running the show, you know. So after that, what's the aftermath of war? A bunch of paranoid people, a bunch of, you know, people that use drugs now and
hand to doom.
You know, well, yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically what that song's about. It's about the aftermath of war to me.
It's a PTSD song, in other words.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's how we feel, you know, because, you know, there's tough
it's a fast song, and can you help me occupy my brain? Like, get inside here. Like, help me with what the fuck I have to deal with, you know?
Right.
So I just pick up concepts. Now, our set list basically revolves something like around that. Our set list alone from the titles of the song will tell the story of the show, basically, what we'll do. So if you look at our set list, they always have a subliminal meaning, if you will, right?
So you organize the songs to tell the story.
I'm sorry?
So you organize the songs to tell the story.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
If it doesn't fit the story, it's not going to come in.
Well, you got to tell a story. You can't just go up there and just play any song.
Right.
Like, anybody can.
Like Iron Man. What about Iron Man that I wouldn't know?
Well, now you do.
Iron Man, that you wouldn't know.
Is that another Dick Rock?
Not inside your head, dark heart. But I'm sure your thoughts are dark. Okay. As far as Iron Man goes, that to me, I put that in. We were on Earth, and now we're going to travel out to outer space, and that's usually when we have like Into the Void and Supernaut.
Okay.
You know, so now you're going out there, you know, and then Spiral Architect is also another song that has to do with otherworldly adventures, you know, feeling like the beauty of life and building of it and leading to something bigger and better.
Okay.
Spiral Architect. And so Iron Man is, it's like a character who, you know, he's like been the savior of the world, and now he's like being discarded. And it almost makes me think of musicians, you know, you've done this wonderful thing and people are like, wow, great job. And then in 15 minutes, they're like moving on to the next thing or what have you, the short attention span in the world right now. So in that, you know, and then coming back into like, you know what? There's that bitterness, like, of not being appreciated, you know, not receiving those accolades or what have you. And, you know, you've done so much for the world and now they just toss you aside. That sort of mentality.
Right. So Ozzy prophesized the ADD and social media that we have now.
You know, I don't know about that. One of the things is that what's going on right now is it's a very damaging to me. It feels very damaging to us as musicians, and it forces us to really think outside the box, find that new medium, right?
How are we going to entertain?
Trust me, I'm a comedian. I know it's awful. And by the way, as you're smoking a bowl, I don't know if you've ever heard the Sir Mix-a-Lot version of Iron Man, but maybe you want to incorporate that in your set once.
What?
You never heard the Sir Mix-a-Lot version of Iron Man?
No.
Oh, you got to hear it. It's great. There's one line in it that I love. I'll post it on Facebook after the show.
All right, good.
It does have one line that I love, which is, I met Clint Eastwood, slapped his mama, which is a good line.
Yes.
Oh,
that's fucking right, man.
Slapped his mama.
Met Clint Eastwood, slapped his mama, and then the guitar. The guy from, Sir Mix-a-Lot from Seattle is Joshua.
Yep.
The guy from Metal Church played guitar on it.
Right, yeah. Oh, Metal Church, right, exactly.
Okay.
So as you can see, Mortis Fest, which is supposed to happen next weekend, it's going to be a real party. You can tell the energy here with Josh, with Black Sabbath. Josh, let's get to that groupie story because I wanted to hear
about
it.
Yeah, Josh, where's the groupie story?
All right, how much time you got? All right, so I'll tell you this. Okay, one time when my band, back in the early 90s, was on tour, we played a club called Desperados. And what we didn't know is that they expected us to do 2.5 hours worth of material.
Oh, my
God. We only had an hour of material. So we went out there and did our set with a 15-minute break, and we decided that it'd be a good idea for us to run across the street to the liquor store, slam a fifth of Jack Daniels, and then do our second set exactly like the first, but completely fucked up.
So, I love it.
So the second set commenced, and of course now I'm completely trashed and singing on my back, and it was almost nobody in the club, but a girl walks in and she sits right up at the front. Now I'm wasted, and by the time the show's over, I make my way out there to be like, hey, thanks for coming. She says, hey, do you want to come to a party? And I'm like, oh yeah, but I don't know where I am, but let me help carry shit to the van, because you know, we didn't have roadies back then. We're on our own.
Josh, what part of the country is this?
We're actually in it. We just started our tour. We're in Arizona. Okay. We're in Phoenix, Arizona, a place called Desperados. And so I start helping the band carry some shit back to the van. But I'm so fucked up. They're like, dude, just put the stuff down. I'm like, well, I'm trying to go to this party. They're like, get out of here. Go party. You're in our way. Just go. They're annoyed. Okay. So like, fine. Now, I don't remember much of the party. There's flashes in and out of me doing one drug or another, the girl being in her car. But I remember waking up the next morning in a hotel room in the middle of nowhere alone. Now, I was with the girl the night before. She left. I wake up with a serious hangover. I look around. Fuck it. I went back to sleep, because what else are you going to do, right? I'm in the middle of a hotel room at 8 o'clock in the morning. About 11 o'clock, checkout time, there's a knock at the door, and I'm thinking it's the hotel management. So I walk to the door. I open the door, and there's two dancers standing outside. And they said, oh, my God, our friend said that she picked you up, took you back to this hotel last night. You guys had such a great time. And she told us to come take you shopping. And I was like, oh, okay. So, again, remember, late 80s, long hair, that's all you needed. So I grab my shit. We go out to breakfast, and they take me to go buy some new jewelry. We're hanging out in Phoenix. And I reach in my pocket, and I was like, oh, that's right. I had a set of the keys to the van. They gave me a set of keys. And I reached in my other pocket and realized I had both sets of keys. So while I was out hanging out, having a good time, eating breakfast with a couple strippers, my band had to curl up with the equipment in the back of the van and hang out there overnight. It was December. It was still cold in Arizona. And you can imagine my face when I had to go back and tell them what a horrible time I had all night long. God. And I'm really sorry I took both sets of keys. And I'm surprised, because they were like Slayer bruisers, that they didn't beat me up. But I came awake unscathed. And that is...
with some fresh gear.
I have fresh gear on. Yeah, I was rested. I'd slept. I'd some new clothes. It was great, yeah.
Well, that's the man that you adore, Hannah. Right there. Anyway.
That's a rock and roll story right there.
Yeah, that's a rock and roll. Let me tell you, I've had a lot of fun. I finally got to meet Josh, and he seems really cool. And check out Motorbone. Hopefully, you'll be playing soon. Now that this is rescheduled in October, maybe Motorbone will be playing, or no?
I'm hoping so. Yeah, we're ready to play. It was just some scheduling conflict for the date. So, yeah.
Right. How do people get a hold of you, Josh?
You can find me as Josh Bone on social media, but Motorbone is just at Motorbone on Facebook, Motorbone_band at Instagram. We're all over YouTube. Take a look at our live stuff. If you're just now hearing the name Motorbone, look for us on YouTube. We could use some love. And Hannah, can you say something so I could see you?
Hi. What's your favorite song to perform, Josh?
You look amazing, by the way. What's one of my songs is my favorite?
Yeah, out of all of your songs that you have written, what's your favorite song?
I I like performing a song called Crawl that you can find on YouTube. And then I have a sweet little love song called Lost and Found. I love to perform that too. It's hard to choose between my babies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love them all. Some of our newer stuff has got a lot of traction with the audiences though. So, but yeah, come out and play. Come out and play is a lot of fun. That starts out great. It's a good fun one to perform.
And Black Sabbath, you have some great merchandise, including some great masks. So if you don't get a Dark Mark Show mask or a Hannah Bach mask, get one of your masks. And tell people how they can get a hold of you. And if you have any gigs coming or what's happening with you.
Well, we had 7 shows lined up for this year. And each of them got postponed. And the Mortis Fest was, of course, postponed. So that makes 8.
There's a reschedule. The reschedule from March 28th is supposed to be September 25th. I don't know if the Whiskey's going to open.
Yeah.
I think it's closed for the year. I waiting to hear from Jake. I think he just popped up while we were talking. So I think that might
probably cancel the gig.
Now, here's an exclusive for you, Mark. Dark Mark is exclusive for you because we're doing an announcement on Friday. If it happens with LA Misfits at the Doll Hut, October 17th. We'll be playing there with those guys and a whole bunch of other things going on.
Well, I'm assuming that's a Misfits cover band?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. LA Misfits.
That's cool.
They got a hold of us. We love that, that we're going to play at the Doll Hut in Anaheim. Closer for our drummer, too. He loves that.
Doll Hut's a cool place, man. Doll Hut's a fun place. Josh, you ever played Doll Hut?
You ever want to get
into it? I've never been.
Doll Hut, absolutely. Yeah, I played it a couple times.
Yeah.
Never been there. Yeah. Wanted to play it.
It's our first time.
That's great. We had our friends, the Yeastie Boys, the clown punk band plays there. But
it's
a very punky place.
Yeah. Tell us your website and how people get a hold of you.
You can get a hold of us at blacksabbath.com. Your favorite band, Black Sabbath, with an A and a .com. It's that easy. And right on top on the page is where you can get the masks from threadless.com, who does all the great merchandise for all the bands. If you guys want to merch your band, it's very simple out there with all these dropship companies out there. We chose Threadless and Teesprings. We're using them right now. Queen uses Teesprings. Led Zeppelin uses Teespring. A lot of bands use these drop merch companies, and right now we're featuring Threadless with the face masks. You'll find it on the top of our website at blacksabbath.com.
And if you're watching on YouTube, if you're not, let me just tell you, the shirts that you have on are great. And so you do have terrific merch.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Threadless, and that is Teespring right there. That's what we're featuring here both today. And, you can get them, and it's easy to get, so merch is everywhere. It's the best. It's the only thing we can do right now to sustain what we've got with what we got.
Let me say this. What we're going to start doing is we're going to start doing a live feed at least once a month with a couple of songs to keep the momentum going, to keep our name out there, to keep, to keep putting our music out there, keeping the story out there, interacting with our fans, because I truly believe that you've got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it.
Keep the momentum.
You can't give up. And I mean, honestly,
this COVID is trying bands. It's definitely is trying to entertainment very, very much so. All those.
So I'll let you finish.
Will Smith.
I'll see you guys later.
Thanks for coming on.
Elvin
can't stop the rock, is what we're saying.
We can't stop the rock.
Now, before we go, I would be remiss if I didn't ask these questions. Josh, what is the best thing about Hannah?
The best thing about Hannah is Hannah. She is not only beautiful and loves the metal, and she actually can do that death metal voice way better than me, but she is kind and caring and soft, and she lets me be me, and she's probably the most amazing person I've ever met.
And Hannah, the same question. Not what the best thing about you is, but what's the best thing about Josh?
Josh, he is the biggest heart I've ever known on a man besides my grandfather. And his insides definitely matches outsides. And I'm just very grateful that I have him in my life.
Yeah.
Did you say Dixon?
And,
what did you say?
And we both love Terrifier.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And you know what? He's a good sport. Like, he watched The Terrifier with me, and he's not a fan of horror films. So sweet.
I get scared really easy.
Yeah, and I wasn't making it easy for you.
Uh-huh.
And how scared did he get?
I got so scared I had to go under the covers.
No, it's not a bad place to be.
No.
Anyway, as Josh knows, Hail Hannibox 666 on Instagram. I hope Mortis Fest happens in October because I want all of us to be here and have fun. Definitely follow Black Sabbatha, follow Motorbone, follow Hannah, follow me on Goth Comedian. Everybody, have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Peace and love. Later, peace and
love. Rock and roll, baby.
Thanks, everybody.
See you, man.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks, Josh.
You got it. Bye, Hannah. Alicious.
Bye.
We'll be in touch. Peace and love, man.